BJ and Jamie.
I'm looking at the lineup for the stock show. Did anybody see how many people actually showed up for that parade yesterday?
I don't know, but it was a blizzard.
I know.
It looked cold.
All right, well, it kicks off this weekend. Check this lineup. And I'll just be quick about it, okay?
Did you ever get your kid on the list for...
No. I don't think he would do it.
Oh, you said he wouldn't do it.
I don't think he would. For the mutton busting?
Yeah.
No. All right, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, you can be there for the Colorado Fiddle Championships.
Oh, I would actually like
o'clock.
That.
Yeah, that's at 8 o'clock. I'm sorry, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, the Fiddle Championships. Then at 9 o'clock is the Sheep Breeding Show.
Now, see, that is more of a Schmidl thing.
Yeah, I think you got to be 21 for that one.
I like fiddle playing, but I think sheep breeding, that Schmidl.
That's
the
a niche.
Sheep breeding show is at 9 o'clock, Schmidl, if you want to book that.
Yeah, 9 o'clock? Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. I got that down on my calendar.
He'll be down there.
Thank you.
This is actual event.
No, I believe it.
I'm reading it off the website right now. Farmyard Follies.
Oh!
Follows that up at 9:30.
Well, looks like he has two things.
That sounds like a great time to me, dude.
I would think the sheep breeding and the follies would all go together. Put it in the same hour. I guess that's what they're thinking, too. Later on in the program, at 1:30 in the afternoon, Schmidl, you might want to stick around.
All right.
The Stick Horse Rodeo Show.
Is that the hobby horsing?
Yeah. They're not doing that.
Stick Horse Rodeo.
No, they're not.
People are going to be riding the stick horses, trying to rope.
Wait, question.
Hobby horsing.
No, I know. Yeah. But do you think that they're doing it like as a funny thing? Or
no,
I
think it's serious.
No, they're very serious.
No, I know that. Okay, wait. I understand that. I get that, you guys. We've talked about it before. But do you think they're having this event and they're like, sign up for it if you want to, haha, tongue in cheek?
It's for kids.
Oh, okay.
It's
right.
for kids.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. So, yes, it is an event, but it is for kids. Stick horse championships.
So it's like little kids, right? Because these teenage girls really get into it. Like, they think they're serious.
It is weird.
Oh, my God.
I get hobby horsing videos on my feed all the time because I send them to my friends because I think it's funny to, like, they get irritated when I send them to them.
That's the one thing that I would shut down my kids so fast. Like, I don't care if it's their passion. I'd be like, no, it's not. No, it's not. We're not.
You'll find another passion.
I would, like, literally take their stick horse and break it over my knee.
Some of them can jump like 8 feet in the air.
I don't give a crap. I
love the fact
ass.
That you admit that you get horsing around videos.
Yeah. I think they're funny to send to people in DMs.
Yeah, I bet you think they're funny. And then later in the afternoon at 5 p.m., we're going to cap off the day with a big old swing and line dancing.
Oh, wow.
That'd be fun. All right. That's just the start of it.
Is there any rodeo stuff?
I don't think the rodeo stuff actually kicks in until maybe the following day.
I told you, the best thing ever, when my son was mutton busting, the guy got off of, not bull riding, but bronco busting.
Yeah.
Right before the mutton busting. And so the guy, he's bloody. I mean, he's an adult, right? He's just, it comes off and my son's getting ready to get on his sheep. Wait, what? My son's getting ready to mutton bust. And the guy's just bloody. And he looks at my son, who's five, and he's like, if you see my teeth out there, pick them up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's great.
Yeah, I wouldn't be getting on that sheep.
I know, right?
He wasn't kidding. They're out there somewhere.
Yeah, they were.
Right?
Yep.
They're out there. Yeah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that the bull riding is like an impossible ticket to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, PBR is really.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal, right?
Right.
Really big.
Wow. All right, well, it's underway because they had the big parade yesterday, so it kicks off this weekend.
Nice.
Pretty exciting, I guess.
I want to try to go this year. I haven't been in a couple years. Probably, God, I bet the last time I went was when my kid was five. When
really?
Ralphie was five, yeah.
I've been once.
Really?
Somebody invited us to go to the bull riding.
And I told
that was
you,
years ago.
I told you, because my friend, she always buys bamboo sheets every year.
Yeah, they have a lot of vendors, don't they?
They do.
A ton.
Yeah.
I've never been out there for the vending part
she
of it. But
she swears
I've
by
heard
these
that.
Bamboo sheets.
No kidding.
Yeah, she said you got to get them.
What makes them so special?
They're
do you know?
Super soft because they're bamboo.
Really? Bamboo doesn't seem soft to me.
No, it doesn't. I don't.
No.
Like sleeping on pineapple. Like, what? I don't know.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.